Welcome to the extended version of the Ramblecast After Dark. All four guys are still here and ready to continue talking about whatever.
I thought this was an Owen and Bruce.
You know what I did see?
I wouldn't be here.
I didn't bring up on the regular show. I did watch Spider-Man Into the Universe or Into the Multiverse.
Oh, Multiverse? Isn't that good?
Yeah.
My daughter. Yeah.
Dude, that was so good.
Isn't that so good?
I still don't watch it.
Yeah, okay. Anti-spider person.
He's not my favorite superhero.
The same guys that made the first Lego movie made that.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that was so good. And subsequently, my daughter can't stop singing Sunflower by Post Malone, which is actually quite a catchy tune. That was a fun movie, man. I really enjoyed it.
You see how Jack doesn't really want to talk about Spider-Man so much. He will interrupt it with his
The new Spider-Man movie is good. I liked it. I thought the best parts actually were between him and his high school class and him and MJ. The whole villain part
Michael
of the
Jordan
movie.
Michael Jordan, yes.
Michael Jordan is in it. It's Space Jam 1.5.
In your face.
MJ. Spider-Man, yeah. I liked it. The second time I watched it, all the things that are really...
Do you own it?
No, it isn't out yet. I don't own any Spider-Man movie. I think I own the very first one with Tobey Maguire.
So you don't really own a movie?
You don't really own a movie ever, you know. You don't have a huge DVD entertainment system like I do. One came inside my Lexus.
I just want to concur with Chris, my fellow patriot here, that Into the Spider-Verse was a really good Spider-Man movie, besides what Jack says about hating Spider-Man. It's a lot of fun.
I'm being honest.
And I want more Spider-Ham.
I honestly agree with you, Jack, that I have never been a Spider-Man fan as well, because I always thought of him as a little arrogant shit.
Yeah, it is.
But these, with the current MCU, it's not the canon Spider-Man, in my opinion. It's more like they're stealing from DC, and Iron Man and Spider-Man are the Batman and Robin of the current, and you're getting more of that duo.
So you're saying I should give it a try.
You should. Yeah. Because Spider-Man's first introduction is in Civil War, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a kid then, right? He's a little
bratty. You like Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah. So then you know. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. And then I just kept
rooting for Spider-Man to die.
Okay,
I'll tell you this. What's his name? Tom
Holland.
Holland. I like him. I think he is a great Peter Parker. I'm a big fan of him in general. Really quick though, back to Into the Spider-Verse or Multiverse, whatever it's called.
Spider-Verse.
Kind of a loose connection here. So Mahershala Ali played Uncle Aaron. He was the voice of Uncle Aaron. He was in
Green Book.
The Green Book. He was in the CW show.
He was also in the
newest season of
True Detective.
True Detective.
He's amazing in True Detective.
And he's the new Blade.
Yeah, and that, he was also what was it? What was the one with the Daredevil and Luke Cage, all of them together?
Spider-Man 3.
Or no, he was in Luke Cage. That's what it was. He was in Luke Cage.
Oh, okay.
So he was just named last week as the new Blade. Mm-hmm. Boot of Blade, which I think is awesome, and he will be fucking awesome.
Do you think these actors are happy about all these superhero movies because they have to keep in shape?
I would be.
I mean,
so much money.
In the old days, Humphrey Bogart, that dude wasn't in shape. Come on, I mean,
they're just following your best friend's lead, Tom Cruise. You know,
yeah, that's true. Well, Tom Cruise, we are good friends.
Yeah,
dude. Can we talk about Top Gun?
I have it written down here, Top Gun, but
holy shitball.
Nick wouldn't shut up about Alfred.
Dude, the Top Gun Maverick trailer. What did you guys think?
Loved it.
Kelly McGillis isn't in it. I am now.
You hear why she said she's not in it?
No, I did. I read that.
So I'm not going to repeat what she said, but
I want to know why Tom Scarrett, isn't that it?
He's dead.
Is he dead? Where did he die?
He was like 90 in the original.
He was murdered.
He was murdered by the alien.
Murdered.
You find out that Maverick kills him.
He'd actually make a good butler, though.
He would.
He's definitely not dead. Sorry about that, Tom.
Yeah. That was like Jester. Like they said that the actor who plays Jester said that he pissed off somebody, and that's why he's not in it. It's because the person that's like in charge of that franchise wouldn't.
Oh, really? So Jester doesn't get to be back in it?
No. I mean, Val Kilmer's in it. Iceman's in it. And it's before his throat surgery is when he shot his scene. So.
Oh, interesting.
So we're going to get the scene. I am dangerous. Ace. Man.
You know, haven't we talked about this before where like Maverick actually is really dangerous and scary if you really watch that movie? Like Iceman is the rightful winner and the better pilot.
Are you pulling a Cobra Kai on me now?
It's the truth.
I gotta agree with that. Even though Tom Cruise and I are like this.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Best buds.
Mm-hmm. Last time I heard you were joining Scientology, but go ahead.
Hey, if anything, get him on the show. Right? Yeah. That's what I'm telling him. Hey, Tom, I do a Scientology podcast. You want to be on it? Okay. We talk about jizz in the sky and stuff like you'll love it. Anyway, what were we talking about? Technically, Maverick is a loose cannon. He's runs by his own, you know, the flybys and all this. Because even Goose says, "No, Mav, this is not a good idea, Mav. No, Mav, not a good idea, Mav. Mav, I'm dying like 30 minutes into this movie. So can you just please let me survive this part?" I'm sorry, Goose dies in the original.
Never ever leave your wingman.
Yeah, ever,
ever,
ever.
So the I was watching that trailer, and it looks like they definitely recreated like the iconic scenes too. There's a gratuitous like homoerotic volleyball match in this movie. I only did watch it like once, but like but was that an actual new volleyball match, or was that a cut scene from a prior movie?
I don't know. All I know is that there is a motorcycle scene of him driving the motorcycle
same shot.
So there is that, and that's new.
It's not a motorcycle. He's riding a scooter now. He's old.
He's riding a scooter.
He's less dangerous too. So it's like
it's DUIs. So
it's got training wheels too. So it's like I am dangerous, Iceman.
I think we've made fun of this or shit on this one scene. Speaking of the volleyball scene, Chris, I know we have, because like every time I watch that movie now and as I'm older, I always feel sorry for Goose, because like you have like these three like just cut and muscular guys out there, and then you have Goose.
Goose.
His little t-shirt. And you're like, you know, as an actor, he was like, I'm just going to leave my shirt on. Like,
fuck, man.
No one told me I had to do sit-ups to get the part.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Because they even do this. They had this stupid pose. He's just like,
yeah, I'm just cutting, you know.
Yeah, but okay, but he was already married, man. He had the married man bod. He doesn't give a shit.
That's true.
He didn't. He had the trophy wife back in at the bar in San Diego.
Goose got his wife, and then he let it go. So he was just trying to like let his other buds get some play by not, you know, breaking out the dad bod.
And he didn't lose that loving feeling.
The dad bod just wasn't popular. So,
and who doesn't check their watch like with Tom Cruise, where you flex your suck in your gut like this? Mm-hmm. I gotta check the time on my watch.
You know, I understand most of those guys were like 24, 25 when they shot that film, but I think now, you know, in my age now or our age now, as an actor, if I'm reading a script, I'm like, this is really great, and then when I get to the volleyball scene in the script, I'm gonna be like, what?
Wait,
where did this come from?
We all want to be Goose.
Yeah, like, where did this come from?
Like we're years old now.
Plot progression. Homoerotic scene on the beach. Like,
all right, guys. Two teams: Goose and Skins.
If only we could name the extended podcast Goose and Skins.
Why can't we? We can just that's the title of the episode, Goose and Skins.
So. The original episode now?
I don't know. We don't know that yet.
No, so they would be like, what the fuck? They didn't even talk about it. I'm not a patron.
You guys are sold on Jizz in the Sky because of your homoerotic love for that. But anyway.
Jizz in the Sky keeps on turning. Anyway. A little journey there for you.
No, but you're about to get into a story of something when we cut you off.
Yeah, yeah, we did. So
you guys crisped me.
To interrupt your interruption.
Yes. So in California, edibles and stuff like that is legal.
California. Yeah.
And they do tax the shit out of you.
No.
Oh, it's because the first time we go in there. Went there twice. So we go there.
That you remember.
That I remember. So we go there, and it's I will say this, though. I think they're very sexist there. Can I say that? I don't want to start a big war, but only the guys get want. You have to show your ID. I don't know about Massachusetts, but you have to show your ID that you're 18 and older. But they only want the guys looking for, like, a weapon or something like that. I go, what? A woman can't kill somebody? A woman can't do this? I go, what the fuck? It's not Clyde. It's Bonnie and Clyde.
So in every dispensary I've ever been to, I've never been wanded.
I got wanded twice. My mom's husband got wanded. Every guy that walked in got wanded, but not one female or woman or lady got wanded at all. So I'm like, if I'm going to rob the place, just give the guns to my wife or my.
To be fair, you are an older white man wearing a red hat right now, so
I am
totally wand you.
Yes, make San Diego State great again. I do hesitate wearing the hat out in public.
It's a shame that the red hat thing is.
Because I've had people stare at me. I go no. See.
I think we had this conversation.
We have it. I'm serious because you do get looks like, and I said, no. So anyway, we go into this place and there's a line. I posted some pictures. They have marijuana plants growing and stuff like that. It's a very cool place, but it is really nice, but they have like 15 windows open, people that wait on you. So it goes really quick and you can only use cash. Now my theory on the cash was, because they were saying, well, maybe you couldn't, so they want to report the taxes. I said, no, the taxes pretty much come up on the, because our first bill was like $60-something. The taxes were almost 20 for the state, federal, and for the federal, not federal, local, and some, there was some other tax. I didn't know who they were.
Read the chat. I explained it.
well, okay, that could have been it. But, so anyway, you go in there, and so you're waiting in line. So I don't know. I'm not Chris. I'm not an expert on this stuff. I don't know what to get. so we're standing there, and it's my wife. And so we're asking questions, and I said, look, I go, I want some, because my back pain is bad, and it's been really bad since I was in California. So you're looking to eliminate the pain. I go, yeah, and it maybe helped me sleep and stuff like that. And Cindy wanted some stuff that helps her sleep. So I go, look, I had a bad experience with a brownie. I mean, it was like, I don't want to be fucked up to where I'm just like,
keeps on moving, yeah,
moving, but I'm just fucked up for, I don't mind having a little buzz, but he goes, look, dude, I'm high right now. It's exactly what he said. I'm high right now. I go, okay, give me what you have. So we get the stuff and it's like, it kind of worked, kind of didn't work. And so I took two. And it affected me a little more than the one. So I get up to go to the bathroom, and my mom's room is right there. Her husband's sleeping. I get up because you can't sneak by my mom because she's right there. So you got to talk to her. And I'm fucked up. I mean, but I'm not brownie fucked up. I'm not brownie fucked up.
I know, but this just cracks me up. I mean, you at your age, you're like, oh man, I'm high around my mom.
And I'd be honest with you, I smoked the marijuana in front of my mom years ago. So it's like she frowns on it now. But anyway, the person who was pregnant with me and smoked cigarettes. But that's okay.
Can't tell me what to do, Mom.
I'm an adult.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that you're a granddad and you're still scared of your mom.
my sisters crack up because they go, "Why are you afraid of her?" I go, "Look, I have Stockholm syndrome. I'm terrified of her." And so I'm sitting there, like, I'm standing there she's talking to me, and I'm like trying to focus on her. I'm like going, what is she saying? I don't know what she's saying, but I get to the, I go, I really gotta go to the bathroom. So I thought that, so anyway, I did that. So we make a second trip and get some other different stuff. And I got these ones that they're like pill-like, okay. And they were more potent than the, they really do. I mean, I'm laying in bed going, whoa. But it does help me sleep. And it does, for that time, take the pain away. The only way to keep the pain away full time is just keep taking them nonstop. But I don't want to be like, Chris, I don't want to be a zombie. So I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we get the, so we have a lot of stuff. And we've got to come back to North Carolina, where illegal to have here. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say it was like, you guys ever seen the movie Midnight Express?
No. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't want to say I was Billy from Midnight Express.
Did you start stuff weed in your bum?
No, I did not do that. No. Oh. But what we did, allegedly, I don't want to admit to a crime.
Hey, you're not admitting to anything. This is extended, man.
So what we did, we may have done, they have these natural sleep gels, like little gel things. They're legal, like little.
Oh, yeah.
And like no stress and stuff like that. We may or may not have poured it into there.
Oh, okay. And
put it back and put it on our luggage. But what I did is I took everything out of what I might have done, took it out of the wrapper. I bought like sunflower seeds, like bacon sunflower seeds, stuff like that, put it in the sunflower seed pack, sealed it back up. And we may or may not have put it on the plane and may or may not have landed without there being a problem. Now, we took Frontier Airline. It has a direct flight from Raleigh to San Diego. I got there 40 minutes early, but of course the bags take 40 minutes to get off the plane. And then we got back from another direct flight from San Diego to Raleigh. We got back 40 minutes early, but it took 50 minutes for Cindy's bag to get off the plane.
Oh man.
And she didn't do it the way because she kept arguing with me. I go, look, they're not going to, this is the way to do it. I've seen the movies. The dogs won't be able to sniff through the sunflower seeds. So, I'm thinking the whole time, I go, great, she's going to get arrested because it has her name on it, not mine.
Yeah.
But the bag finally came. It was like 50 minutes late. I'm like, whew. But allegedly we may have done that. But I can't wait for the legal. We still have some left here.
Yeah.
But again, if you have pain,
yeah,
you have trouble sleeping,
awesome.
There is no fuck, and I'm not pushing drugs. I've never been a drug guy, but it's so much better than the opiums that they got everybody hooked on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. And I mean, to be fair, like, you can drink yourself to death. Alcohol is fucking poison. If you take enough marijuana, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to go to sleep. But you can't OD on this
for like 10 hours. It's going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, when people talk about like how certain drugs work and interact, and I mean, yeah, I'm all for it. Now, to piggyback onto your scenario here about places that are legal, my family and I, we took a trip to Michigan recently where it is legal. They have dispensaries, and we're on the beach, and my wife didn't know that. Like, I don't think she was cognizant of the fact that it was legal there. And so we're on the beach, and all of a sudden she smells it. I smell it. She's looking at me like, do you smell that? And I'm like, yeah, I smell that.
And meanwhile, Matt's sitting in the corner with a joint. Like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah, I smell it all right. Mm-hmm.
I smell, must be one of those drug addicts.
I think it's over there.
Yeah. I'm like, it's down the beach.
Don't check.
Someone is smoking on the beach. I believe the shit.
I was like, yeah, it's legal here. And she was like, oh, you know. And I mean, it's fine, you know, but if I can't legally drink on the beach because it's illegal for me to bring alcohol on the beach, I mean, come on. Like, I just, like, there's certain times and places where I'm like, I get it, you know, but back in the day and not too long ago, you went to your car to get high and then you go to the beach. Okay. Exactly. Let's just have
how I might have done it when I was younger.
I'm just saying, you know, unless you're like, I don't know. That's just me.
But. It needs to be more widespread. It has to be, because Jack, you're right. I mean, the amount of the potential benefit for people having greater access to legalized marijuana far outweighs any type of negative. And you're also right, Matt, the fact that like alcohol has been built up to be such an industry. I mean, it's, there are so many big organizations that are profiting so much on alcohol and prescription drugs. It's just wait, because what's going to happen is these big industries are going to learn how to make profit on marijuana, and then they're going to be, it's going to be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Eventually. But yeah, so if you live in a state in which it's legal medicinally, there's literally no reason why you shouldn't get in line to get a medical ID card. At least in the states that I'm aware of, when you have a medical ID card, you're not subjected to the insane taxes.
I guess California's not making what they thought because the initial startup costs.
Right. Well, because you're looking at a minimum 30% tax if you're buying recreationally. Feel good about that, though, because the majority of states who have recreational sales tax on marijuana, the funds go to things like public schools. Like if you look at Colorado, Colorado's got one of the best funded public schools in the country now. Because
I think they did a very smart thing about it.
And the teachers are less stressed out.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's so much better. Like over the past couple, 3 weeks, man, like, you know, going on the beach, we were, you know, have a few beers, but it's now changed to have a gummy and just have a couple of beers and just chill. And that's what, so I recently bought these gummies that were, they're 10 milligrams total. It was 5 milligrams THC, 5 milligrams CBD. And I am in love with these things because the CBD and the THC kind of counteract, and it's just kind of like a really cool, like mellow body high.
Now, are these things you're talking about last week where you bought too much and you had to cut them in half? Or
no, those are different. Okay. I still have a bunch of those still. Yeah, I bought, I cut those into thirds, dude. but no, these, I was up in when I was up in Maine, there was a dispensary right in downtown. I was like, I gotta go. I gotta check it out. So he had these, they're THC and CBD together. And you put those two together, it's just like a perfect like calming agent, man. I really enjoy them. And I've been at them all week down the beach and just relaxing.
Yeah, I did have one where I took the pill, and I did take a jelly with it. That was the first time. And my wife's sister's daughter had like a pancake to raise money for their travel softball team. The next day I woke up, because I didn't go to sleep till like 3, and I had to be up like at 5. We were out the house at 8 o'clock. I was still high. I mean, I still felt it. I said, "You got to drive," because I still feel it's still in my system. I can't.
And that's not fun. That's not fun when that happens. You know, that's why for me, I don't do anything more than a 5 milligram. You know, if I'm feeling like I maybe I'll take one, like on a night in which we're imbibing, right? Like kids go to bed and maybe I'll have a gummy at like 9 o'clock. And if I'm feeling up for it, maybe I'll have another one a couple hours later. But like for the most part, I'm just like,
I've had my best sleep in years.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I wake up, I mean, the pain's still there, but at least I can sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. I mean, it's like I said, it's for no other reason, I just wouldn't do it just to do it. Not that I'm criticizing anybody for that, but it does. I mean, it's the not being able to sleep because you're in pain and your legs are, you know, all screwed up. But it's like, oh my God. That's why the NFL, he's like, why did they not allow this in the NFL when they give them, it's like North Dallas 40 had the greatest line. You give me stronger drugs to stay on the field.
Right.
Than marijuana. It's like, why is that illegal?
Right.
That's stupid. It's all like past, you know, the reefer madness era.
Yeah.
Politicians. Yeah. It's what it is.
And I've, I don't know if I've said this on this podcast, but I've said it before, is that, you know, legalizing is the new gambling, basically. You know, at one point in time, Nevada was the only state where you could gamble in. That is not the case any longer.
Right.
And the benefits way better than gambling, by the way. And to quote Jefferson Airplane, one pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small.
Just don't go chasing rabbits, man.
And the ones that
go ask Alice.
Don't do anything at all. So go ask Alice.
But I think the problem is a lot of politicians don't have their hands in the cookie jar yet.
That's exactly true.
You can sit there and go, I love this policy. It's once they get their hands greased, then it'll suddenly be able to be worked. And it's whatever lobbyists here, it's probably the tobacco industry doesn't have the, they don't want to legalize it here because tobacco rules the state. So,
Philip Morris is currently growing like significant amounts of marijuana right now.
Yeah, but you got to wonder why it's not being done here. Are the farmers here? What's the deal? I mean, I know it's the Bible.
You're in conservative territory.
Right.
You are like that. That is like reefer madness at its best. you know,
we got reefer madness.
Well, I mean, around Indiana, and I live in a very conservative state with a asshole vice president. But anyway, you know, Illinois to the left of us and Michigan to the north of us have now legalized, and it's only a matter of time. My biggest fear is that as they legalize, is that you know how they're going to take in that tax revenue, and as you know, Chris mentioned, you know, making sure that money is allocated properly. To something like education, you know, and so that money that is allocated isn't also dipped into by other funds so that it's
you're,
not.
So you're saying the lottery doesn't really provide for education?
No. No.
You're talking about some guy wins $17 billion.
I'm saying that education, there's always ways in which politicians figure out a way to like take a little piece of that education pie and it never comes back. So, yeah,
wow, I'm shocked by that.
Shocking.
Shock and stunned. Shock and awe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my story about the store. I like I said, it was a learning experience. Like I said, when you were mentioning the five, I literally had no idea what we're just at the mercy of the guy to, you know, whatever you think, dude, whatever you think we're going with. But yeah, we're trying to figure out what state is closest to us that's legal and is making a drive up there.
So this is interesting facts. In Massachusetts, so was it? I think it was recreational marijuana went full on in the fall, like around Thanksgiving, and they're currently seeing a month over month sales increases of over 20% between December and May.
This place was
over 20% month over month. It is insane. $140 million business. In 5 months.
I was sitting when we were waiting in line. I go, what do you think this place does daily? $50,000-$60,000 more?
Yeah, and to add on to your statement before, you said you have to pay with cash, and the reason for that is the credit card companies and credit card transaction companies have not yet bought into funding marijuana because of the federal status.
Right.
There aren't any banks out there that are willing to put their approval on a transaction.
I assumed it was something what you didn't want to, that maybe the consumer didn't want to leave a paper trail.
No, it has to do with the banks. Like okay. You can do in Massachusetts, you can do debit card sales because it's treated differently. It's not the same credit transaction. And there's also a third party PayPal like program called CanPay, CanPay, where you can like link an account to it, and it's like a third party transaction, you know, essentially.
Cliff wants to have to take Bitcoin.
Here's the thing: it sucks though, because in Massachusetts, every dispensary has the same point of sale system. That's like a mandate, so that every single one has the same type. And I can't use my debit card because I have a 7-digit PIN, and this system does not accept a PIN greater than 6 digits.
Weird.
That's bullshit.
So weird.
Yeah.
So
That's some point of sale bullshit kind of thing. Because
it's exactly what it is. But this is how they're making money off of it, right? Because how banks are trying to sway the money. But Yeah. So, I mean, it's such a huge, huge business. And I'll tell you, I'm going to predict it now. Anybody who has the time, money, or want to invest, like I'm predicting right now, the big business in marijuana isn't necessarily the dispensaries, but it's going to be the packaging and the logistics behind it all. Because eventually what's going to happen is that all of these states are going to come together, and it's going to be a regulation on how it's packaged, how it's shipped, how it's handled, how it's distributed, et cetera. And then no one is doing it in a uniform way. So like I've been doing a lot of research on this and trying to figure out how I can get my, you know, my edge in there, but
your foot in the door.
It's all about logistics. And I think that this is going to be a multi-trillion dollar business within the next 5 to 10 years.
I thought that because I didn't know they didn't take cash. After I got one, I found out they didn't take cash. And so they have
an ATM. No,
they didn't. They didn't take, you couldn't use your ATM or credit card. I didn't have any cash. I go, great. They go, oh, there's an ATM over there. They have two ATM machines over there.
They charge you $5 to use it.
Yeah. I was like going, well, this is where they're making their money. I go, if I would have, so the second time I knew I had to have cash, I had cash.
Yep.
But it was a high charge for the ATM. I'm like, Jesus.
So there's a local credit union in downtown. There's a local credit union downtown where I actually have a loan for I did what they call mass save heat loan. So I did my hot water heater and furnace. It's like a program in Massachusetts. We have a 0% interest on heating and efficiency upgrades, but it's only certain credit unions do it. So I'm in there applying for the loan for my heating and ventilation system, and the whole bank reeked of weed. and I go, what the fuck is that? I didn't say what the fuck. I go, why does it smell like weed in here? And he was telling me, because we actually have a huge grow facility in Franklin, Mass, here, literally down the road, which is, it's the headquarters for, they have a dispensary and they have a grow facility right in the industrial park, and they deal with all cash. So they have to dump their cash into a bank, and all the money that they bring in smells like weed because it's just around weed all the time. And it was incredible. Like the entire bank reeked of weed. He's like, yep, happens every Tuesday.
That money is really green.
It sure is. Anywho.
So that's what we need to do, is figure out how to get our foot in the door.
Logistics. Mm-hmm. Packaging.
Maybe we can get it on Amazon.
Oh, Mr. Nice Guy.
It's yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to take something on the federal level, though, to make this happen. And so far, I don't see that coming down the pike.
You mean Trump's not going to decriminalize weed?
I've said this for a while, though. If he's wanting to be reelected, that is a surefire way.
Mm-hmm. So, I wouldn't put it past him.
What's that?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I would do it because it's the right thing. But
again. Sure, but as of right now, that is not the stance.
True.
So, you know, because you'd have, if you're in, just to talk a little politics, though, you know, if you're a Republican, you're going to need to ignore the Christian conservative base. Even if you don't follow those moral policies yourself, you're going to have to ignore those voters and just say, okay, I'm going to push this through and somehow make that happen with a divided Congress. So, you know, it's going to take someone on a federal level, though, too. But as more and more states see the benefits of it, there's no way. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. You're not going to put it back in. So it's just a matter of time, as Chris has said. But it's going to take a different policy overall on a federal level to make this occur on a national level. So time will tell. So, you know, I mean, maybe climate change will kill us before then, but, you know, time will tell.
Well, I did hear that marijuana grows in high heat environments.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So more plants to soak up the CO2 that we're pumping out.
Actually, that was one of the arguments in Biodome, if you're watching the movie.
Oh, okay.
Because they're in
the
Pauly Shore movie, because they're talking about, because they destroy it. You know, they go and have a big party, and they're like, we should grow hemp. And they're like, whoa, we know, illegal. But it's like, if you grow hemp,
It's like it produces more CO2 than, you know, they're making like a scientific argument why they should grow weed inside the biodome.
And Pauly Shore was right.
Hemp is a non-THC form, but very strong fiber. So, you know.
And who doesn't need fiber in their diet?
Or for other things.
Yeah. So. It's almost as if the Constitution is written on hemp.
Yeah, almost is.
So,
That might be a good place to end it.
Yeah, yeah. This has been a very green, pro-green, like little extension here, but I've enjoyed the conversation a lot.
I have too. So there.
I like the weed.
Guys, I'm just high on life.
Yeah,
it does. It's fun because some of them do taste more like marijuana than others.
They do.
So you like you bite? Oh wow, this one has the
ones I was talking about taste like fucking Jolly Ranchers. It's dangerous. I just want to eat them all. But I was like, no, can't do that.
Well, we had
Jack.
we had Zach for a couple days, and so first thing I did, I go, all right, gathered up all the stuff, and said, I put them up where he couldn't reach them because I said he'll think they're candy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I go, we don't need him floating around here. But I did want to say, having him, because this morning Cindy had to go to work at 7, so she left like 6, and I had trouble sleeping last night. I just couldn't sleep. It was too hot and all that different stuff. He wakes me up at 6:40, but Papa, wake up. I go, why? He goes, it's morning. I go, you sure you don't want to go back to sleep? He goes, nope, it's time to wake up, Papa. I go, man, being a parent is a young person's game. Because
this is where you say, hey, Pop-Up has like some gummies over there. Why don't you take just one?
And watch some Paw Patrol.
Yeah, watch some Paw Patrol, yeah.
Paw Patrol, whatever.
Listen to some of the wisdom of Caillou.
Zach has a gummy, and then 2 hours later he comes in and he's like, Papa, Caillou sucks.
But man, this Grateful Dead album.
Oh my God, that's Oxamoxua.
I would not give my grandson, that's up to his dad or his mom to see if he would want that. But no, seriously, I made sure it was all put up and out of the way. And
we believe you. And on this show, we do not condone any of what we just said. It is a complete joke and a farce, as is everything that we've ever said on the show.
And I think the jizz on the spaceship was
seriously. You guys come up with the crudest titles for the show. I don't care. Whatever. Jizz on the spaceship, you know. So jizz in outer space.
Spin in.
I mean, really, you guys could call it Comic-Con, you know, Comic-Con, but whatever.
Intergalactic jizz.
Comic-Con.
Ooh, I like the Beastie Boys reference there.
Did you say Comic-Con? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Comic-Con.
Come, up in space, in your face. Come, chameleon.
What? Oh, shit.
All right, to bed. Night, night.
On that note,
great show, kids. One in a million. See you next Tuesday. Hasta luego and goodbye. And Nick, what do you want to say?
I just say see ya.
See ya. There you go.
Later.
Beetlejuice. Oh, we thank all our patrons.
Thank you all.
Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rittner Gleffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, you probably like this conversation, and Ed the Creepy Literary here. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone what you do, and thanks for listening to us, and thanks for those 5-star reviews that took you 1 minute to, I guess, do.
Yeah. And takes
throw your ejaculate into the space capsule.
It's that thing that you do, and you do it so well.
That thing you do, do do do.
Though I've crossed 100,000 miles.
Yep. Okay.
Ground control.
This is ground control. Major Cum.
Yeah.
Major Cum.
You guys are so gross.
My fist is killing me.
Good night, guys. Forgot how much I loved this show.
That's what he said.
I stopped the broadcast, but still live. I don't want to leave dead air.
Oh.
I did. I stopped it. Oh, wait.